Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Monday, May 17th. Today on Forbes, Biden wants to take on the fossil fuel industry. Dozens of his officials are invested in it. On the campaign trail, Joe Biden tried to distance himself from oil, gas, and coal companies, pledging not to accept money from fossil fuel firms. Dozens of those now serving in his administration, however, were less rigid about separating themselves from energy giants. In fact, at least 74 Biden administration officials and nominees disclosed interests in the fossil fuel sector, according to a review of federal disclosures by Forbes and the Brown Institute for Media Innovation. It's not that surprising, given that the energy sector makes up a significant portion of the U.S. economy. But the holdings highlight how difficult it is for any administration to fully extricate itself from an industry it is challenging. Climate envoy John Kerry reported interests of more than $115,000 of stock in oil, gas, and utility firms held in his wife's family trust, according to a disclosure filed in January. Policy advisor Susan Rice holds between $1.1 million and $5.2 million of stock in oil and gas companies, more than anyone else identified in the review, most of which is tied up in Canadian pipeline company Enbridge. Science advisor Eric Lander, who is awaiting Senate confirmation, reported holding from $190,000 to $515,000 of stock in oil, gas, and utility companies, including ExxonMobil and Pioneer Natural Resources. Dozens of other officials disclosed much smaller interests, worth less than $15,000, in power companies such as Duke Energy, oil businesses like Royal Dutch Shell, and utility and energy sector ETFs. Officials often take office with wide-ranging assets, then rework their portfolios earlier in their tenures to eliminate potential conflicts of interest. That process is now happening for many Biden nominees. When reached for comment, spokespeople from four departments and the White House noted that the officials are going through standard ethics procedures. For full coverage, check out Michaela Tindera and Eric Fan's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.